With claims of fake news and alternative facts dominating social media and news headlines, it's probably no surprise public trust in media has taken a big hit in recent years. A new effort at Fresno State aims to help reverse that trend. The university's new Institute for Media and Public Trust, led by former Fresno Bee editor Jim Boren, aims to improve the credibility gap between news producers and consumers. They have one of their first public events coming up next Monday, a forum on the First Amendment and academic freedom taking place at Fresno State. Valley Public Radio's Joe Moore caught up with Boren yesterday to learn more about the program and the latest research on the issue.
Jim, I want to talk about the First Amendment Forum that you have coming up next Monday at Fresno State in a little bit. But before we do that, I want to go back to this other issue, which you've blogged about recently. And we've talked about on this program a couple of weeks ago. We had Alexandra Jaffe from Vice News on, and she did a big profile of the dispute between Devin Nunes and the Fresno Bee that has really exploded into the national stage recently. And we talked about this new survey from the Poynter Institute about public trust in local media. As somebody who spent his whole career in local media before going to academia, how does it make you feel to see the way Americans have a trust issue in some ways with national media, but it seems like they have a little more faith in local organizations? How do you interpret that from your perspective as an industry veteran?
Well, you know, you'd always like to have a higher level of trust. The local television news and local newspapers and other broadcast outlets are trusted at a higher rate than the national newspapers and broadcast outlets. I see that a lot, like, people don't like Congress in general, but they like their member of Congress. So I think the closer you are to the media, you understand them much more closely, and it's easier not to trust people that you aren't as engaged with. But there's still a quarter of the people don't trust even the local news outlets, and that's not a good thing. It's not good for civic engagement, and we need to build that trust back between news consumers and media outlets, and that's one of the reasons that we've established this institute at Fresno State.
Now, you talk a lot about media literacy. Is not the issue of trust sort of the, to use a cliche, the double-edged sword, the idea that people need to think critically about where they're getting their information and maybe how that information was gathered and the credibility of those sources? Isn't that also part of the message that you're bringing?
Yeah, it surely is. And, I think that we need to think more critically about our news sources, especially in the age of the internet. But also, there's another issue that is really hovering over all this, and that's the not even as much about trust, but about ideology. People on both sides of the partisan divide want news content that reflects their point of view. Cable news now has given them what they want, news that's slanted to the left or the right to fit their view of the facts. And I don't think that's good. You can't really have a serious debate of the issues if you don't accept the basic facts at hand. So the result is people talking past each other based on what the talking points they've picked up on MSNBC or Fox News. It's not good for media. It's definitely not good for our civic engagement and our democracy.
On the broadcast cable news side, there's a very gray line, if a line at all in some cases, between opinion coverage and bona fide news coverage. The newspaper industry developed differently in traditions over a century. How do you think the conventional idea of the opinion page serves local newspapers today? And is it time to look at something different there, or is it even more vital today?
I think it's even more vital today. What I'd like to see especially on the cable broadcast outlets, is that they mostly their content is panels of talking heads on one side of the issue or another, making their points. I think that they need to label that a lot more openly as this is opinion. I mean, I think they do a fine job on the hour when they actually present, legitimate news of the day that's going on. But most often on cable news, and what people mostly watch are opinion folks, giving their opinion, and it's not news. And I think it would help the news consumer if it was more clearly labeled as opinion.
Now, you have this First Amendment Forum coming up at Fresno State. Certainly, the university has been in the news a lot recently due to comments from a number of faculty members that gained widespread attention in social media and beyond that were highly inflammatory, some would say offensive. And that has really thrust this issue of academic freedom into a new light. Your institute is focused on journalism. How do you see this forum informing our view of both journalism and the First Amendment? How does this fit with what you're working on?
Well, at the heart of what we're doing at the Fresno State Institute for Media and Public Trust is the First Amendment. So this is a First Amendment forum. Dr. Castro, the university president, asked us to host it, and we were more than happy to do that. And so we're going to have First Amendment lawyers. We are going to have professors, we're having a student body president, and others discuss these kinds of issues that are going on not just on the Fresno State campus, but campuses across the country, and even in the K-12 schools, because there's a lot of free speech issues that are happening now in some of the high schools in the Valley and across the country.
Jim Bourne with us today from Fresno State's Institute for Media and Public Trust. You're really launching this fall, your institute, with a lot of activities and things. Tell us a little more about what's on the way and what you're working on.
Well, we've got several already other programs planned. We've got an ethics program that's going to be later in the month. Down the line, we are going to look at how the media cover things like agricultural issues and similar kinds of things. We're going to look at the trust issue and the openness of news outlets to be transparent in how they present their news. And beyond that, how they explain to their readers and viewers and listeners about the process. I think one of the things that media have not done well in the past is explain how they gather news and put it together. And I think that was going to be helpful. So we want to be a convener of those conversations and help. We see the Institute as being in the middle between the news consumer and the media outlets. We want to bring everybody to the table and have good discussions and hopefully bridge that trust gap.
Before we go, I want to follow up on that thought about increased transparency and talking about how the sausage is made, so to speak, in the media. In many cases, that's not been something that's historically done, at least initially when a story is published. We're starting to see that now. The Bee has done some of that with their recent coverage of Devin Nunes, talking about this is who we talked to, this is who didn't want to talk to us, this is why this person is in the story and this person isn't. How unique is that? And are we going to see more of that? And is it going to address this type of issue? Is that the type of thing that can rebuild that sort of trust with the audience and the news consumer?
I think it's a good first step. It's clearly we have a long ways to go. The divide is huge, and we need to do a lot. But being much more transparent, being much more open. When I was editor, I would go out and make public appearances, and people were very interested in how we put a story together and how the editorial board worked and other kinds of things. And I know that the new editor, Joe Keat, over at the newspaper is doing that also. But you can't reach all that many people, just going to service clubs and others. So they need to use, the resources that they have in their stories, explaining how this story went together, that story went together. I think it's a really, really good idea. But it's an important first step, but a lot more needs to be done to rebuild that trust.
And we'll be encouraged to see the work coming out of your organization in the weeks, months, and years to come. Again, the Institute for Media and Public Trust at Fresno State, headed up by former Fresno Bee editor Jim Bourne. They're presenting a First Amendment Forum at Fresno State next Monday at the Leon S. and Pete P. Peters Educational Center and the Student Recreation Center talking about the First Amendment, academic freedom, and related issues. You can find more information online at the Institute's website. Jim, how can we find you online?
MediaandPublicTrust.com.
Looking forward to that. And Jim, always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Joe.